Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. That's The Drifters with Saturday Night at the Movies on 1FM live and local at 23 minutes to 8. Now, it is going to be Saturday Night at the Movies in Benalla this weekend for the Benalla Shorts Film Festival. And being featured as part of the festival is local filmmaker Matt Poitevin, and he joins me on the line now to tell me all about it. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Terry. Thank you for having me.
So the Benalla Film Festival, we obviously an annual event, been going for a couple of years. I think we interviewed one of the judges, Tony Bonner, of Skippy fame, last year. He's a judge again. Will you be attending yourself?
I certainly will be. I'm very excited to see the lineup of films and, of course, meet the judges for this year.
Well, tell us all about your film that is a finalist in the Benalla Shorts.
Certainly. So my short film is called Forever House, and it's about, well, it's set near the anniversary of the death of the two protagonists, Ray and Sue's son, Robert. When Ray discovers a property tucked away in the country that offers a new start for both himself and Sue. And through a series of supernatural events, they're forced to make a life or death decision.
So how long is it?
The film goes for about 2.5 minutes, so 12 and a half minutes.
Okay. So is that generally the length of, well, what constitutes a short film? So anything from, I suppose, 10 seconds up to what, 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
Yeah, typically from around sort of the 2 to 3 minute mark up to around sort of the 15, maybe 20 minutes at a push.
So you've really got to, you've really got to jam-pack it, haven't you, to get across all those concepts in such a short time?
Certainly. You know, short films are generally difficult beasts to make because, as you just mentioned there, you know, we have to jam-pack a lot of story. We have to set the characters up, provide a bit of backstory to those characters as well, but also tell a cohesive story in a short period of time, which generally, you know, for a feature length, works, you know, quite well. But it can be quite difficult for a short film.
So I think you can see Matt's film and a number of other finalists in a special event which is happening at Benalla Town Hall, kicking off at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Tell us a bit about your journey to this point, Matt, because you've been you're an award-winning filmmaker and you've been doing it for some time.
Absolutely. So I've been making films now, or been working on films for the last 10, 11 years. And I went off and did a Bachelor of Film Production as well, where I learned the technical aspects and the business side of filmmaking. And going through that process and working with other people in the industry and learning along the way, myself and a friend of mine, John Smithers, we got together and developed a production company called Air Highway Productions. And setting up that business, we wanted to create a film that we can get or that we can, you know, have under our belt through this new brand. So I reached out to a mutual screenwriting friend of ours, Karen Mark-Coolin, who developed the concept and the idea for Forever House and ultimately wrote the script for it as well. And we shot the film over an 8-hour period with 3 actors. And we turned the entire project around in about 4 weeks, from script development and writing through to final delivery.
And I think you can see it via Amazon Prime as well.
Certainly, yeah. So we were able to get the project onto Amazon Prime, which is available, still currently available to screen in America, the UK and also Germany. But for our Australian audiences and New Zealand audiences, it's also available through the Sofi.tv app as well, which is available to stream.
I hadn't heard of that app. There are just so many streaming apps now, I can hardly keep up.
There's quite a few out there, absolutely.
You would have to pay money to subscribe to that app, wouldn't you?
I think there is a subscription fee, yes, but you can also rent the film for a small price as well if you didn't want to subscribe.
Okay. Also, you can see it. So I think there's going to be a number of other films screened, another finalist films screened on Saturday at Benalla. Do you know much about the others?
I know that there's 12 films in total that will be screening, including Forever House, but there's also three other local films as well from Cobram filmmakers and Benalla filmmakers also, which is great to see more local content and more local filmmakers getting out and about making films and then ultimately having them exhibit in our local community, which is fantastic.
I think the judges are, as I mentioned before, Tony Bonner, also John Orksic, which I remember, I think, from the, must be 70s or 80s. I think it was Cop Shop. And also Chris DeVendi. And I think John and Krista are going to be in attendance, which will make it a great event as well. So the food, there's going to be food provided by the Benalla All Blacks Football Netball Club. And drinks are available at bar prices, but you do have to book at trybooking.com. I think if you go to trybooking.com and look up Benalla Shorts, you will find it. How important is it for you? Because you grew up at Yarrawonga. I don't know. Did you go to school at Shepparton or?
No, so I grew up in Yarrawonga, went to primary school there and kicked off high school there before I went to Queensland. Which is ultimately where I sort of got into the really got into filmmaking up there before then coming back to Victoria to seriously pursue it.
How important is it for you to come back and show one of the films that you've done in the Golden Valley?
I think it's very, I'm very proud of this film and I'm very proud and excited to be able to show it to the local audience here in the Goulburn Valley who had supported me throughout my childhood and growing up, you know, going through school, you know, and just being able to show off that people from the Goulburn Valley and the regions can actually be successful and succeed at whatever they choose to do, even if it is a bit of an odd industry to work in.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people would say, well, you know, you want to do filmmaking, well, you'll never make a living out of that. Well, obviously you're showing that that's definitely an achievable dream. So good role modelling for our young people.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think if there's any, you know, young filmmakers out there who are wanting to get into it and not sure how to do it, pick up a camera and just go off and film something. You know, that's where I started. And then from there, you know, you can start developing stories and it kicks off from that one.
Okay. If you'd like to see Matt's film and the other finalists, don't forget the VIP screening. Oh, this is actually a free event, but you do have to book, obviously, for COVID reasons. But so it's this Saturday, December 4, Benalla Town Hall in Nunn Street there, 82 to 86 Nunn Street, Benalla. So get your ticket on trybooking.com. All the best, Matt. I'm sure your film will be very, very well received and I look forward to seeing it at some point. And thank you for joining us this morning to tell us all about it.
Wonderful. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it.
It's filmmaker Matt Poitevin.
This station, FM 98.5, subscribes to the Broadcasting Community Code of Practice. The Code of Practice is a set of agreed standards that have been developed by community radio stations across Australia. They reflect the unique principles of community broadcasting and guide stations in a whole range of activities, including complaints handling and Australian music content. If you'd like a copy of the code, please contact us during business hours and we will mail a copy to you.
As we age, maintaining good health and living a pain-free life can become more and more difficult. Are you somebody who suffers from knee, hip or foot pain? Have you tried treatments along the journey that have failed to provide the relief you so long for? The Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram has been treating people with these conditions for more than 30 years. Not only do our clients gain relief from our treatments, they usually experience other benefits, including sinus relief, increased energy levels, bladder control, as well as relief from constipation. Book an appointment at the Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram today. Call Sharon today on 0416 494 476. That number again, 0416 494 476. You will also find us at www.naturalapproach.com.au.
Station sponsor. I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1800 599 699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
We all have our own purpose in life, and it's different for everyone. It could be looking after the land or bringing smiles to your customers. Maybe it's building a dream home to raise your family. Maybe it's to keep studying and learning, or coaching and staying connected to the community. No matter what you're here to do, GMCU are here for you. GMCU, banking with purpose. Visit gmcu.com.au or speak to your local team today.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.